Part 4. At the Tailor's. Every time I passed in front of a tailor's, I wanted to enter and buy some new clothes. But I had no money to pay for them. The £1 million banknote in my pocket was useless. I passed in front of the same tailor's 6 times. At last, I entered. I quietly asked if they had an old, unattractive suit that no one wanted to buy. The man I spoke to nodded his head, but he didn't speak. Then another man looked at me and nodded his head. I went to him, and he said,
"One moment, please."
After some time, he took me to a back room. He looked at several ugly suits that no one wanted. He chose the worst for me. I really wanted a suit, so I said nothing. It was time to pay. "Can you wait a few days for the money? I haven't got any small change with me." The man said,
"Oh, you haven't? Well, I thought gentlemen like you carried large change."
"My friend," I replied, "you can't judge a stranger by the clothes he wears. I can pay for this suit, but can you change a large banknote?"
"Oh, of course we can change a large banknote,"
he said coldly. I gave him the banknote. He received it with a smile, a big smile that covered his face. When he read the banknote, his smile disappeared. The owner of the shop came over and asked me,
"What's the trouble?"
"There isn't any trouble. I'm waiting for my change."
"Come, come. Give him his change, Todd, quickly."
Todd answered,
"It's easy to say, but look at the banknote."
The owner looked at the banknote. Then he looked at my package with the ugly suit.
"Todd!"
he shouted.
"You're stupid! How can you sell this unattractive suit to a millionaire? Todd, you can't see the difference between a millionaire and a poor man." "I apologize, sir,"
the owner continued.
"Please take off those things you are wearing and throw them in the fire. Put on this fine shirt and this handsome suit. It's perfect for you. Simple, but elegant."
I told him I was very happy with the new suit.
"Oh, wait until you see what we can make for you in your size. Todd, bring a pen and a book. Let me measure your leg, your arm."
I didn't have a moment to speak. The owner measured me. Then he ordered his tailors to make me morning suits, evening suits, shirts, coats, and other things. "But, my dear sir," I said, "I can order all these things only if you change my banknote, or if you can wait a while before I pay you."
"Wait a while? I'll wait forever. That's the word. Todd, send these things to the gentleman's address. Let the less important customers wait."
"What's your address, sir?"
"I'm changing my home. I'll come back and give you my new address," I replied.
"Quite right, sir. Quite right. Let me show you to the door, sir. Good day, sir. Good day."